WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental warriors. This is Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom. And let me tell you, sometimes that roller coaster feels like it's going 100 miles per hour in reverse, right? Especially with everything swirling around us these days, it's easy to get caught up in things we can't control, the news, traffic jams, other people's opinions. It's a recipe for stress and frustration, am I right? But what if I told you there was a way to find calm amidst the chaos? What if I said that your mental fortress could withstand even the fiercest storm by focusing on what you can control? That's exactly what we're diving into today, mastering the art of acceptance and taking charge of your own inner world. Because trust me, friends, that's where real power lies. So, how do we start this whole controlling what we can thing? It all starts with awareness, my friend. You gotta know the difference between what's in your circle of influence and what's outside it. Think of it like a Venn diagram. One side is your control zone, where you have power over your actions, thoughts, and reactions. The other side is everything else, external events, other people's choices, even the weather. We can't change those things, but we can change how we respond to them. Number one takeaway. Recognize what's within your control and what's not. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. You can't micromanage every detail of your life, so focus your energy on the things you can influence. Second, accept what you can't change. Easier said than done, right? But dwelling on things beyond your control is like trying to fight a losing battle. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means choosing to let go of resistance and finding peace in the present moment. Ever felt that frustration building when traffic is crawling? Remember, you can't magically make the cars move faster. Instead, use that time to catch up on your podcast, wink wink, listen to some tunes, or even meditate. Third, choose your reactions wisely. You have the power to respond to situations with grace, resilience, or even humor. Think of it like this. You're a chef in the kitchen of life, and your ingredients are your thoughts, emotions, and actions. You can choose to whip up something delicious and nourishing, or you can let things simmer into a toxic mess. Fourth, focus on what truly matters. Remember that big picture, your values, your goals, the relationships that bring you joy. When you're feeling overwhelmed, zoom out and reconnect with what's important. It's like setting your compass and making sure you're headed in the right direction. And finally, practice gratitude. Even on the toughest days, there are always things to be thankful for: a warm bed, a supportive friend, a beautiful sunset. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff, no matter what else is going on. Let me share a quick story with you. Remember that time I completely messed up my presentation at work? My heart was racing, I stumbled over my words, and I felt like everyone was judging me. It was a disaster. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, I took a deep breath, acknowledged what happened, and decided to learn from it. I focused on what I could control, preparing better for next time, practicing my delivery, and remembering that even the most successful people have their off days. And guess what? The experience actually made me stronger. It taught me resilience, adaptability, and the importance of owning my mistakes. So, remember, champions, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, unexpected detours, and maybe even a few flat tires along the way. But with a stoic mindset, you can navigate those challenges with grace, focus on what's within your power, and come out stronger on the other side. Take a moment right now to reflect. What's one thing you can control today that might be causing you stress? Maybe it's your reaction to a difficult conversation, or choosing to start your day with a healthy breakfast instead of hitting snooze for the 10th time. Small changes, big impact. Remember, you've got this. Keep on building that mental fortitude, one mindful moment at a time. I'll be here cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.